South Florida obviously has its own style. And we have this global image of being a very fashionable place. Photo shoots on the beach, paparazzi stalking celebrities, and of course, world-class retail shopping for fashion. But does Florida really have a fashion industry? Do we really have a fashion business here, the kind that brings and grows jobs and grows economic opportunities for our entire economy? Now, if anyone can give us some insight into that question, it would be the guy behind such fashion brands as Janssen, Penguin, Perry Ellis. George Feldenkrais came to Miami from Cuba in 1961. His company, Supreme International, imported school uniforms, gaiaberas, a uniquely South Florida fashion style imported from Latin America. The company that he heads up is now known as Perry Ellis International. Now, last quarter, it sold more than $250 million worth of fashion merchandise worldwide. We spoke at his global headquarters in Doral.
Does South Florida have a fashion industry, in your estimation?
Well, there is a fashion industry in Miami, or South Florida, but it is really minuscule compared to fashion industry in New York, Los Angeles, even places like Philadelphia, etc. And there are many reasons why that's happening.
Give me some of those reasons of why you think Miami, despite its image as a very fashionable place on the world stage, does not have even a medium-sized industry to support that image.
Well, I think that there are two main reasons. One reason is the fact that we don't have any institute of higher learning about fashion and retailing in South Florida. To my knowledge, the closest place where somebody could learn about retail, which is associated with fashion, is in the University of Florida. It has a school that is very well regarded in the country. And there is the Miami Art Institute that is really a design school. But that is not enough because fashion is not only fashion. Fashion has to be related to how will you retail that fashion. That should be complemented with a number two. And the number two big reason is that there are practically no retailers left in Florida. You have Stein Martin, Jacksonville. You have Macy's in Miami, but or Florida, but Macy's doesn't have any kind of design or any activities other than being just a branch store. You have Chico's on the West Coast and. But those are really, within the context of retail, those are relatively small enterprise. There is a lot that you should be able to learn in a learning institution because you need to learn a lot about retail. You need to learn about how to treat customers. You need to learn about planning of how much merchandise should be in a store, merchandising. So, but there aren't enough retailers or even wholesalers in Florida to be able to build a big nucleus of design retail, because we talk about design, but retail and is very interconnected. There is no to design is great, but if you cannot deliver a product and sell that product, the consumer doesn't identify with you. You don't get too far in life.
Now, I have to stop playing back our interview here with George Feldenkrais, the CEO chairman of Perry Ellis International, for just a minute. We were talking in a boardroom at his headquarters in Doral, and my digital recorder, a must-have piece of device for any radio reporter, broke. So here we were talking South Florida fashion biz with someone who built a company, now selling $1 billion a year of fashion worldwide, and my recorder would not record. He had identified already, as you heard, two challenges for the local fashion industry, fashion design and technology education, and the lack of retailers actually headquartered here in South Florida doing their buying here. So clearly a lot more to talk about with Feldenkrais of Perry Ellis. I had no way of recording it. He asked an assistant to get his mini digital recorder, you know, that kind that you use to dictate notes or to record a lecture. We used it. And I should make you aware of two things here. First, despite using his recorder, he had no influence over the reporting. That's important to know. Second, you'll hear this sound every now and then. That's Feldenkrais's bracelet hitting the boardroom table as we talk, as he wanted to make a point. He likes to talk with his hands. So back to George Feldenkrais, chairman, CEO, Perry Ellis International, headquartered in Doral. He's called the South Florida fashion industry minuscule because of the lack of formal education programs and no big retailers headquartered here.
The Miami fashion industry, how have you been able to address those and overcome them at Perry Ellis International?
Well, I started at a very little company. I started from nowhere. So in the old days, there was a lot of specialty stores, etc. So you would take a bag with guayaberas or shirts and go out and sell. As time went on, we had to, we started in the very late 80s. We bought a Macintosh, and which was in those days they were the best graphic systems, and we started design using a computer. And frankly, in those days, I used to go to New York, and I was very proud that a Cuban refugee could be ahead of New Yorkers in design. And we have invested a lot in software and in computer technology, and I think that's one of the things that have helped us become very successful compared to other companies.
George, how have you addressed the shortcoming of retail buyers in South Florida to address that second weakness you see in the industry here?
Well, the reality is that our company is very decentralized. From a sales standpoint, we have three operations. The Miami operation takes care of what we call the golf business and the bottom business. We are a very large company in pants and shorts, etc. And from Miami, we also manage our retail operations. On Perry Ellis, we have about 45 outlets, and Penguin has some 22 stores. But then in New York, we have more offices than in Miami, a lot more square footage than in Miami. And we have all our showrooms. And the Perry Ellis operation is in New York. There's nobody in Miami doing Perry Ellis. There's nobody in Miami doing original Penguin. And there's nobody in Miami doing women's business. And then we have an operation in Los Angeles that does Janssen and other swimwear. Each one of these, we have had to do that rather than concentrate everything in Miami, because we have not been able to get local talent for design and merchandising and even sales. So we ended up operating outside of Miami. Miami represents really about 50% of our business. The other 50% is New York and L.A., Portland.
By 50%, you mean in terms of...
In terms of revenues.
So as you travel your operations and you look at your various operations, you still come home to Miami?
Well, I'm a Cuban, so for me, Miami has a very special meaning. This is my... I really grew up here. I came here, I was 25 years old, so... this is my country. I love the United States more than anything.
So what's the message then that that you would like to give to the local community in that regard, as somebody who has a special connection here to Miami?
Somebody, maybe the governor of Florida, should take a look at what can be done in South Florida to be able to incentivize and to help. And let me tell you something. Retail in Latin America is changing dramatically as the standard of living of those countries
is, that right?
is improving. So Miami could be a center of teaching, of learning, retail and apparel, and all kind of retail for that matter, and fashion also.
Is Miami letting an opportunity go by because of this growth in retail?
I would think so. I would think, you know what the big, in the old days, Americans used to be the big colonizers that used to go to countries and open up this, open up that. You know who are the colonizers in department stores today in Latin America?
Who's that?
The Chileans. Miami, it's an opportunity, but it would have to come as an initiative from from the state or the federal government. I don't think federal government will do any of that. But that's something that I've been thinking, and maybe next time I see the governor, I'll bring it up to him.
What would you say to your fellow fashion brand executives about South Florida, business climate, as well as the climate to grow this business as you have into a billion-dollar enterprise?
You know, the sad part about it is that retail business in Florida is fairly good. Mm-hmm. And whether it's Macy's or Dillard's or any of the retailers or the off-prices like Marshall's and Ross, which are a major factor today in retailing, or for that matter, Sam's or Costco or Walmart, they all have very good operations in Florida. And they need talent, if not at the level that we talk about, which are the higher levels, which they don't do in Florida, but they still need good people that know how to retail, that know how to attract customers to a store, that know how to deal with a customer when he finally gets into the store, etc. And so there are a lot of opportunities here to improve our standing, rather than them bringing people from out of state to where we would have local people that we could be training.
How is your business in Florida?
Our business in our sales in Florida are good compared to many other areas of the United States. To begin with, our product line is very spring-summer geared. If you look at, we don't sell heavy garments, we don't sell outerwear, we license those activities. So we are very much, we have always been looked at as a maker of lighter garments, let's call it. And so in that sense, we are very Florida. Nobody looks at us to buy outerwear.
It's what happens when you've got a fashion design, a company based in South Florida. You're not looked at as a designer of warm weather, or rather cold weather, outerwear. That's George Feldenkrais, the chairman and CEO of Perry Ellis International, speaking with us here on WLRN.